Thank you, Dave. Now, also, what we thought would be quite fun to do this year was to ask everyone to take a look back over the previous 12 months to pick out some of the items that have been discovered this year, which we thought were the most funny, fun or intriguing. So I'm going to kick off. And this story came out around about February time, and it tickled my fancy because I have an interest in neuroscience and how the brain works. But also, I have a bit of an interest in music. And one thing that I was always intrigued by is how people manage to improvise. So if they sit down at a piano, if they're an experienced musician, and they can just tinkle away and they produce these beautiful sounds which add ambiance to a setting. They don't dominate, but at the same time they're interesting to listen to, but they also don't seem to follow the same musical patterns and rules that you associate with a classical piece of music. How is that person doing that, and how are they making it all make sense and sound good at the same time? And that's what was going through the minds of a couple of American neuroscientists, Alan Braun and Charles Lim. They published a paper in PLOS One earlier this year where they put a whole load of jazz pianists into a brain scanner to find out which bits of the brain they use to do improvisation. Now, the way they did it was to set up a protocol that would disentangle the bits of the brain that are active just by playing any kind of music from the bits of the brain that are involved in doing improvisation. So they first of all put them in the scanner, gave them a modified keyboard that they could play in the scanner and have the sound that they would be producing played back to them in headphones. They then asked them, first of all, to play some bits of music from memory, in other words, well-learned pieces of music, and this would disclose the parts of the brain that are involved in remembering music and the parts of the brain involved in actually physically generating the movements to play music. The next thing they did was to say, right, now we want you to start improvising. They rescanned them again and then subtracted the results of the first scan from the second scan, which should leave behind just those brain areas which are associated with the improvisation process. And two very interesting changes emerged. There was a very big reduction in the activity in a part of the brain called the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. This is the part of the brain right at the front, which is concerned with self-censorship. It's on the outside edge at the front of your brain. So if you go into a job interview or you're being asked hard questions in a radio interview, for example, and you know people are hanging on your every word, this is the bit of the brain you'd be activating. It's your watch what I'm saying next center, if you like. And that was very strongly switched off in these people when they improvised. And at the same time, another bit of the brain called the medial prefrontal cortex, which is in the center of the brain but at the front, that was very strongly activated. This part of the brain is activated if you tell people to tell a story and put themselves at the centre of it. So tell a story about yourself, where you're the focus of attention. That bit of the brain switches on. And not surprisingly, in these jazz pianists, when they're improvising, they turn off their self-censorship, they activate this region which is involved in spontaneous information about them, making themselves the focus, and that's probably how they channel this uninhibited flow of ideas and energy from the creative bits of their brain. And as one of the scientists said, they often play with their eyes closed in a distinctive personal style that transcends traditional rules of melody and rhythm. And that looks exactly why. Helen?
Do we think, this is fantastic, just to think, you know, what's going on inside these musicians' brains, but do we think that there are some people who are just naturally better at that kind of thing? Their brains are wired up the right way, if you like, and that's why they're better at improvising. Do you think that could be the case?
It certainly could, and in fact one of the points they make in their paper is they'd like to now also look at other kinds of artists, writers, poets, painters even, and see when they show free expression whether there is the same pattern of activation, because this would suggest that it's partly to do with disinhibiting yourself, it's partly getting yourself in the right mindset so the creative juices can start flowing.